There's a phrase which is often used to describe somebody who doesn't follow what certain people understand to be the proper path of Judaism. What they say is, quote unquote, they're off the derech. The phrase combines English and Hebrew. What it means is that this person is not on the path. The derech means the path. I don't love this term, but if one takes a look in this week's parsha, the term is actually used, and it's used by God. Right after the sin of the golden calf, and God turns to Moshe, and the whole future of the Jewish people is in question at this point, part of the way which God describes the atrocity which the people were guilty of was saying that they quickly have deviated from the path which he had commanded. Suru maher min haderech. The people were off the derech. Now, to be honest, to see the use of the term in this particular context, God goes on to say, they built a golden calf. They worshipped it. They offered to it. And they declared that this is what took them out of Egypt and brought them to this place. When the term is used today, it's not necessarily used to describe somebody who's done that kind of atrocity. And the other thing that we need to think about is as follows. When we speak about a path, you know, over here, the path which they deviated from was the path of the Ten Commandments, which God said, I am the Lord God who took you out of Egypt. Do not make any graven images. And here the people claimed that something else took them out. And here the people eclipse God from the conversation, and they ascribe their fortune of leaving Egypt to this golden calf. And they worship it. They go against the Ten Commandments. They go against the word of God, which they heard directly from God. When the term is used today that somebody is, quote-unquote, off the derech, which derech is that? How broad is that derech? Was it literally the Ten Commandments? Was it literally what they directly heard from God? How narrow is your path that you're accusing them of being off of? One of the beautiful expressions of the rabbis in the Midrash is when the Jews crossed through the sea, a 12-lane highway opened up. One for each tribe. Later on, the Arizal, Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, is going to describe that there's a need for 12 different paths. And matter of fact, he said there's actually a need for a 13th path for those who the other paths don't necessarily work for them. That there are many, many paths to relate to God. One of the beautiful teachings is at Mount Sinai itself, there were 600,000 different paths to match the different souls of the people. Which means there's many, many ways to serve God. Just because somebody may not serve the particular narrow path that an individual or even a community deems as to be the correct, exclusive path, they really need to think again. Was there only one path when the Jews crossed through the sea? Was there only one path when the Jews stood at Sinai? Which means being off the derech when you're committing idolatry and again directly countering the words of God which you directly heard, that's being off the derech. Not necessarily fitting into a very narrow path which some people have decreed to be the only way. They may not be correct that this is the only path. They may not even be correct that this is the path. But they certainly should be far more careful before they say that this person who doesn't fit onto their particular lane of the highway is off the derech. There are many, many ways to serve God. There are many, many ways, many, many commandments, many, many gestures, and different people excel in different areas. Just because somebody doesn't excel in the area that you have deemed to be most important doesn't mean they're not on a path. That person may be on a path which is a beautiful path, which certain people haven't appreciated yet as being a beautiful path in the service of God.